Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time now for the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's brought to you by Verizon. With their newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines. With auto pay plus taxes and fees, our best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love, switch to Verizon today. Pay-per-fee billing required, unlimited 5G, nationwide 4G, LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, let's get to the good of the day.
Now, you know, this individual's been on the good of the day, I think, a couple of times.
All right.
And, you know, it was another story over the weekend that makes him one of the best. And that's John Daly.
John Daly.
John Daly, you know, he missed the cut, not by much. He wasn't Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson-esque missing the cut, but he did miss the cut at the Open over the weekend. So he had the whole weekend to do something. And unlike, I'm only assuming what Tiger and Phil did, which was probably jump on a plane and head home, John Daly stuck around.
Yeah, he said in his post-round press conference he's going to play some golf around Scotland.
Yeah, well, do you know what he did, who he ended up playing with?
Nope.
This is why John Daly has the best life. He ended up playing a round of golf with Eric Church.
Oh, the country singer?
The country singer. And the Manning brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
The Manning brothers were out in Scotland
playing
golf?
They were out in Scotland, taking in the Open, and John Daly was like, hey, I missed the cut, but I still feel like playing golf. How about you guys?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, come on. You kidding me?
All
the while wearing Hooters pants.
I don't know how I got onto this video. I think it was just one of those reels that showed up on one of my social media things. But there was somebody who posted the highlights of years ago when Tiger Woods and John Daly battled that out at Harding Park. And they got into a playoff. And they hit beautiful shots into the screen. And Daly, they lagged putted up. And Daly missed a short putt. And Tiger won. And the camera was on Tiger's face. So Daly's got this short putt to extend the playoff. And the putt misses. And Tiger Woods' face just falls apart. He's so sad. And he goes, JD played great. He goes, it's a shame I have to win this way. He goes, we should be playing another playoff hole. He goes, because he knew that, like, he knew both of them were putting on this incredible show, and for it to end like that, he was so sad. They love John Daly. Everyone loves John Daly.
Isn't it funny? I mean, they almost feel like he should be a recluse.
Yeah.
You know, like, because he's like anti-establishment.
He's just a guy he's got incredible talent. He's the exact opposite of, like, Tiger, who like has incredible gift, but he works. Daly is like, I got this gift, and I'm just going to take it as far as I can get. And I'm not hitting 100 balls a day. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to chip and putt for 8 hours. I got things to do. Yeah, good for
shows to watch.
Good for the Manning brothers too to get out there and play some golf around Scotland.
Yeah, I wonder what it was like. I'm always curious. I think that'd be one guy I would want to play golf with.
Yeah,
John Daly, just because, you know, I mean, he seems like he. It's funny. I know he's a good trash talker, so I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do too. I'm looking forward to seeing his kid. They say his kid's got PGA potential. They always say that about kids.
But would John Daly carry his bag?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think John Daly would absolutely carry. Like, if his kid was made it to the British Open, I think Daly would, if he's eligible to play, still relatively young. I think he's getting close to 60, though. So it'd be a number of years. Yeah, Daly, I think, is pushing it. So I don't think he would be an active participant as a former champion. So I think, yeah, I think he'd caddy for his son. Cause I think it'd be awesome. If my kid was on the PGA tour, I'd love to caddy for him, but I wouldn't be a good caddy. I don't know all the inner rules. There's a whole bunch of rules. You can't, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't say this. Don't do that. I think I'd be terrible at it.
You just know that if the golfer you're caddying for does not accept the club, you just break it.
Yeah. I was amazed.
Snap it over your leg.
You ever seen the ones where the players have their wives caddy for them?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. Like, I don't think I would want my wife carrying my golf bag.
Yeah.
I don't know. That
doesn't. Not only that, are you know having to take advice.
But yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like if I could do my own yardage and stuff and she was like, "Look, I'll just take 10% of what this is as my own personal money, not our money, like my money," then yeah, I'd do that. But it's all her money anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. She just taps in all of it.
This is 10%,
anyway.
Tony.
You get 10%. I get all of it. You can have 10%. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Well, I was going to bring up Sergio Garcia not feeling love, but whatever.
Nah.
But the bad of the day is the weather.
Which is?
The weather.
Depending on where you live, right?
Depending on where you live, but two-thirds of this country is under excessive heat warnings.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So, yeah, thanks La Nina. That's what it is. La Nina has planted herself right over the United States, causing this gigantic heat dome.
They were talking about that at the All-Star game last night. Guys were it was sweltering.
Yeah. I mean, here, I just know here in Houston, we're expected to have 10 straight days of 100-degree weather.
I know.
That's just gross.
I'm one of those people, like, I know there are people who don't mind being out in the heat. I have a hard time. I don't like being out in the heat all the time.
Yeah,
like my wife goes, "When are we gonna play golf this week or something?" And I go, "No, it's 97." I'm like, "No, I'm just gonna miserable."
I mean, but it's hot.
I'm just gonna be miserable. I'm just not gonna enjoy it.
So like, I mean, only advice we can say is stay hydrated. I mean, and it's not just us. You look over at I've seen news reports of the UK set records, the hottest temperature ever in that country.
Yeah,
the other day where they reached like 102 or something like that.
Nuts.
Ever.
Yeah, but does that mean we get colder winters because of this thing?
I hope so.
Does that have anything to do with anything?
You know what? Basically, I think what's going to be is just two extremes, right? We got to have the hottest of hot and then coldest of cold.
Yeah, exactly. I know my yard is beyond saving.
Do you get the little signs in your neighborhood as you're driving in your neighborhood? It's like voluntary water restrictions in
effect.
Yeah,
we're under
that.
Like, we can only water like a certain, like twice a week or something like that. Like, they only want us to, but my wife and I don't water. We just don't do it. We just go, it's the yard. It'll come back.
It's grass.
It's grass. It'll grow again.
Yeah. 500-year-old grass at St. Andrews. Right, exactly. You know, it's going to come back around.
I don't care. It's like, I'm not here to please the neighbors. Like, if my grass is brown, it's brown. If it rains, it'll be green again. I don't care.
Yep.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is Deshaun Watson and his legal team. I'm sorry, Deshaun Watson and the NFLPA. Because if Deshaun Watson ends up getting suspended, the NFLPA and Deshaun Watson will take the NFL to federal court and sue over that suspension.
On what grounds?
That unjust suspending him. Because I guess, I mean, if he comes back, because now that he's settled all 24, 26 cases,
right,
all the cases have been settled, there should be no suspension, right?
No.
No, I mean, I'm being sarcastic about that.
No, but I'm trying to separate the appeal process within the collective bargaining agreement to suing the NFL outside of that in federal court. I don't know why. Like what legal ground, like there's a collective bargaining agreement that allows the process. Like, what are they arguing within the collective bargaining agreement?
That's what
I'm trying to figure it out. Like,
yeah,
there is a process, right? We can suspend you on these things. We had a hearing. You agreed to the hearing. We agreed to an arbitrator. The arbitrator is going to decide on the suspension. We're not suspending you. She's suspending you. You agreed to this process. If she comes back with six games, who are you suing?
I guess it'll be after the appeal process. Like if she determines, goes, okay, you're long suspension.
Right.
Deshaun Watson appeals, obviously, because you know they're all going to do that. But then if the NFL upholds the suspension, then they're going to sue the NFL. Maybe that's the route it's going to go.
Because they're also on the same fence.
They're also on the same fence. Remember, they've been saying all along, especially Deshaun Watson's team, that he's already sat out a year. So he's already served his time.
Yes, but didn't he get paid?
Yes.
Yeah, the Texans paid him.
Texas paid him.
So you got paid for, you got paid. They just chose not to play you. That's their right.
Yep.
You weren't suspended.
You weren't suspended. You never had a suspension.
You had to forfeit salary. You didn't forfeit salary. They chose not to play you. They just said, "Don't you know? Here's your check. You don't have to come in." That's not a suspension. I mean, I guess it's a suspension with pay. I mean, if you wanted to get technical about it, but it's not really. Not the way I.
I mean, it's almost like they chose. It feels to me what the Texans were doing is that they chose to sit him because they didn't want to risk injury because I think they were actively seeking a trade.
Sure.
Yeah, they wanted to get the best deal possible with not trading. Like you look at Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, he's kind of tainted goods right now because he has that injury.
Right.
You know, I mean, he would.
Now that makes sense, but it's not a, you know, it's not a suspension. Yeah. They just elected not to play him. But they vowed to suspend legally.
You have a great question because I don't know the answer to it. I don't know how one goes about that because yeah, you're absolutely right. It's coming from a third party, but I guess it maybe the lawsuit would come after the appeal decision.
But I have to say this. On one hand, this is exactly what you should do. Like you should say, "We'll fight it with every fiber of our being, and see where it goes." There's nothing. There's no harm in that, right? There's like let's take it to where. And if a federal judge says no, the NFL has legal because you fight within the system. Like Tom Brady had to do this, right? When Tom Brady was getting suspended for Deflategate, he was like, "Look, within the confines of the NFL system, I can't win, but I'm not taking a suspension." He ended up taking a suspension, but he was basically saying no because. And this, I was kind of disappointed in a way, but I kind of understood why his legal team did it. But I remember saying, "Look, if you have a legacy that Tom Brady has, and you accept a 4-game suspension for deflating footballs and cheating in the AFC Championship game." You'd take it as far as you could go to make sure you didn't have that stain. And then he ended up doing it. It didn't matter anyway, but because nobody looks at him in that. Some people do, but not everybody. I think if you're Deshaun Watson, I think there's a feeling of I'm innocent because he's always said he's innocent, right? He's I'm innocent.
Mm-hmm.
If I take a suspension for it, I will be known as this. Like people will say, well, he got suspended. So he did do it. It's not going to be like an Ezekiel Elliott thing where people are like, well, we don't even know he did it. He just got involved in something and it was bad. You know, remember on draft day with Lyle Collins where his girlfriend ended up murdered? She was killed. And they were like, he was being questioned by the police and the people in draft are like, I don't even know where this story's going. I'm not touching it. So we're not touching this player because we don't know in the end where this is going. He ended up being cleared completely. He wasn't even in the area. And then he got to sign with the Cowboys and he went undrafted. I think in this case, though, if you take a suspension, if you're Deshaun Watson and you take a suspension and you don't fight it, then people are going to go, well, there's Deshaun Watson. He had to sit out a year because he sexually assaulted or sexually... I don't even know what to call it. Right, I don't even know. Because it's not assault. It was like sexual harassment, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
You know, and he did that to those women. He sat out a year for it, right? And then even though he goes, oh, I was innocent. Yeah, but you sat out a year for it. And then maybe he's like, oh, if I don't sit out, maybe I won't be remembered for this.
So according to Yahoo Sports, Charles Robinson, Sue Robinson, if she rules for Watson to be suspended for all of the season, Watson and the NFLPA will likely file their lawsuit. If he's suspended for a year, they're going to sue the NFL. But if Robinson rules that for Watson to be only to be suspended for part of the season, he is hearing that the NFL could quickly opt to appeal her decision.
Well, we talked about let's talk about this when we come back because we're at time because that's an interesting point. We talked about this before. The NFL's got a real problem with that.
Yes,
right, let's address that when we come back. All right, again, good, the bad, and the dumb, brought to you by Verizon. As we continue, it is Wake Up Call on Twitter @TonyDRadio @RonCulver. That is Ron with two N's.